Sometimes I think during the pre-show I can show, you know, leading up to it, some of the old Saturday cinemas. But that one went on for fucking ever, man. Oh, how long that thing is? 2 hours? Jesus Christ. And talk about bad. What year was that? It was called Teenagers from Outer Space. Said it had to be the 50s. And it was using music from Night of the Living Dead. But that's the whole thing about these movies that are public domain. Teenagers. 1959. And they got a hold of some skeletons. The thing's got like a 3.6 user review. Harvey B. Dunn. The guy that plays Gramps is Harvey B. Dunn. Born in 1894 in Yankton, South Dakota. He was known for Bride of the Monster, Teenagers from Outer Space, Night of the Ghouls. He died in 1968 in Hollywood. Cirrhosis. Well, now. He was on Chrysler Theater. Played a bartender in Deadwood 76. He was an extra in My Fair Lady. He was in The Untouchables. Looks like he didn't get his career going until, like, he was retired, you know? He was on Highway Patrol. Hey, I say move, you move. 10-4. Dan Matthews. Was that Broderick Crawford in Highway Patrol? All right, 10-4. Wow, look at this shot here. Like his head's in outer space. What? The fuck is that? Oh man. One. All right, dudes. Dudes and dudettes. Ta-da! Dun, 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 dun! So if you ever want to look at all of the old Saturday cinemas, you can just enter in Saturday Cinema in the search engine, and they'll all pop up, you know. Mostly chronological, but some are not. And that one's over a year old, that one, and a few others. All right. Hold the phone. Be right back. Hey, what's up with Larry Fitzgerald, man? Did he get traded or cut or something? Of the fucking, what do you call them? Arizona Cardinals? Fitz's Supper Club. I thought I heard that he became a free agent, and he's, like, not going to resign. Well, I realize I love your gypsy eyes. Nice pass. I'm looking at Larry Fitzgerald's high school reel. Showing some of his plays from high school. It's a hell of a receiver then. Pretty good little quarterback getting the ball to him, too. Mike Pendino. Oh, got a little pushing off there, but who gives a shit? Oh, he's wide open. Nice pass. All right. Ducks, one up on the Devils. Just underway at the Pond. Or, I'm sorry, the Honda Center. Hey, what's the deal with private military academies? You know, like, for instance, West Point is the U.S. Army. You know, in Annapolis Navy and the Air Force Academy. What is the Citadel again? What is that? I mean, What are you, when you graduate from the Citadel, you ain't exactly a colonel in the U.S. What are you? I attained the rank of colonel at the Citadel. Really? What is that in the real world? I don't know. Sergeant? Like Archie Collins went to Bradley Military Academy. He graduated as a fucking captain or so. Who knows, you know, but doesn't hold any fucking, what? I understand if you have a degree in biology from there, okay. Because this is all fully accredited and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, what does it mean to the U.S. Army that you graduated from the Citadel with the rank of whatever the fuck rank you get? Huh? You automatically, do they have some agreement, like you're automatically an officer? They couldn't do that, could they? I'm from the Citadel, sir. I achieved the rank of general. Okay, well, unfortunately, you have to start all over again with us. I'd love it if fucking Larry Grover expected a salute. I think they should at least snap off a crisp salute when they walk past. If they wear a baseball cap, which says the Citadel, the military should be required to snap off a crisp salute.
What?
Oh, okay. And there's the Virginia Military Institute, you know? Like, so what? I'm going to send my son to the Virginia Military Institute. Why? Because I want him to get... Well, send his fucking ass to West Point, then. Oh, you mean he's not bright enough to get in? No, well... So it's just really, you're just... it isn't so much you want your kid to be in the military or you want to be in the military, but you want a military type discipline, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm going to find out now if Virginia Military Institute even fucking exists anymore, you know? I love your gypsy eyes. All right. Well, I realize. Let me see. Virginia Military Institute, there's the Citadel. There's, God, I fucking type like shit. You know, VMI, right? Oh, United States Army ROTC. What is VMI in supply chain management? What branch is the Virginia Military Institute? VMI offers ROTC programs for four U.S. military academies, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force, and is one of the few schools that the Coast Guard allows its students to be able to direct commission from, others being the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, the Citadel, Virginia Tech, and Texas A&M. The Virginia Military Institute is a state-sponsored military college in Lexington, Virginia, the oldest such institution in the United States of America. All right. Their mascot is Mo the Kangaroo. Reviews, 4.8 out of 5 from Facebook, whatever. Boy, right there, that tells me it ain't worth a pinch of shit. I'm not saying it is, but I'm going to need something more than Facebook. Thank you. Fred Willard graduated from VMI. I swear to God, it's right here. Fred Willard, one of the funniest guys in the history of the world. George Marshall, Jonathan Daniels. What? I just don't understand their relationship to the military. They used to be a pretty good football school. I don't hear of them that much anymore. The VMI Cadets. Man, you got me on the shit. Man. Their bowl record is 6-18. Well, whatever. Why would you advertise that? Hey, our bowl record is 6-8. They got it right there on the cover page. Citadel. Furman? Is that New York City? Where's Furman? It's New York, right? I don't know. I don't give a shit. All right. Okay. The Mall, Bobby Dooley. Jay Sanis is the police. Where's the police bed? Where are you at? Where are you at, man? There it is. It's Jay Sanos. And then Vernon Dozier. Can be anywhere. Pool hall, shooting pool.
I love your gypsy eyes.
Download folder. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. Download folder, bitch. There it is.
Hey, podcast listener, this is Rob Cisternino. I'm the Rob, and Rob has a podcast, and the new season of Survivor is just getting started, and we've got new episodes for you 5 days a week. Join us for interviews with your favorite past Survivor players and this season's losers right after they get their torch snubbed. Listen free to Rob Has a Podcast, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you like the show, why not share it with a friend or leave us a rating and review on iTunes?
Hey, Joe.
Be right. Speed.